Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Friday, February 26th. Republicans in the state Senate adopted a COVID-19 emergency budget bill over the objections of Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Democrats. The plan holds back allocating $4 billion while bargaining with the governor continues. We have more from Rick Pluta.
Democrats say allocating COVID funds has become a pawn in a power play between Whitmer and GOP leaders. Democratic Senator Erica Geis says that and conditions Republicans are putting on how the money could be used are putting people at risk.
This type of treachery and torture of our residents cannot stand.
Lots of talk about how much people want to see the epidemic and all these restrictions ended.
Republican Senator Ed McBroom said it's past time for the legislature to assert its authority. The bill now goes to the State House. I'm Rick Pluta.
Small businesses in Northwest Michigan have received grant assistance from the state to help combat COVID-19. More on that from Tess DeGaynor.
The state has awarded nearly $2.4 million to just over 180 businesses. That's an average of $13,000 per recipient. The funding comes from the Michigan Small Business Survival Grant Program. Matt McCulley is the CEO of Networks Northwest, which serves 10 northern Michigan counties. He says the majority of grant funding recipients were business owners in the hospitality and food service industries.
Specific to the hospitality industry, the majority of revenue is often felt in the summer months. So this was truly a survival grant for many of our area businesses that had no other means of meeting payroll, paying bills, mortgages, and utilities.
McCulley says 25% of applicants were awarded relief. He says statewide programs are struggling to help reduce the impact of COVID-19. Tess DeGaynor, WCMU News.
Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel sent a letter yesterday asking Michigan State University's Board of Trustees to release roughly 6,000 documents as part of her office's investigation into the university and Larry Nassar. The Board of Trustees has said the information in the documents is protected by attorney-client privilege and has withheld them from investigators for more than 2 years. Nessel says it doesn't make sense for MSU to stonewall an investigation that it requested.
One of the things that I've heard multiple times that bothers me is board members who have said, well, they've reviewed the documents and they don't think that there's anything new or anything helpful to our investigation. And with all due respect, I would say this, how would you possibly know that?
She says her office could be forced to close the investigation if it doesn't get MSU's cooperation. A former U.S. Olympic gymnastics coach who previously owned a Lansing area training facility has died by suicide after being charged with 24 crimes, including human trafficking and sexual assault. Michelle Jokish-Polo has more.
At a press conference Thursday, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced 24 charges against John Gettert, the majority of which were for human trafficking. Gettert is the former owner of Twistars, a Lansing area gym. He was accused of physically, emotionally, and in some cases, sexually abusing young athletes. Gettert was scheduled to be arraigned for the charges Thursday afternoon, but never appeared. The Attorney General's office confirmed that Gettert was found dead by suicide. Police first launched an investigation into Gettert shortly after the Larry Nassar sex abuse scandal. He worked closely with Nassar for years. I'm Michelle Jokish-Polo.
An Alma College graduate is trying to speed up testing for the novel coronavirus from a lab in Singapore. Brett Dahlberg explains.
Sarah Cox-Vasquez spends her days working with the viral material that's causing the COVID-19 pandemic. But she says it's not as dangerous as it sounds. It's just the genes, not the actual virus.
I can't, like, go and infect someone with it. There's no way.
What she's trying to do with this viral RNA is develop a test that can detect it faster and more cheaply than the current tests. Her lab makes specialized molecules that light up to show when they bind to the virus's genetic signature.
If you take, like, a UV light scanner, kind of like you see in CSI, and hold that over the sample, you'll actually see it, like, get really bright.
Cox-Vasquez says these new tests are simple enough that they could be set up in pharmacies and doctor's offices, not just in specialized laboratories.
You could sit next to your sample while it's reacting, not have to, you know, send it off to a lab.
She says the method is probably at least a year away from deployment, but even if the current pandemic is over by then, it could be used for any kind of future viral detection work. Brett Dahlberg, WCMU News.
The U.S. Senate yesterday confirmed former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm to serve as President Joe Biden's Secretary of Energy. The vote was 64 to 35. Michigan Democratic Senator Gary Peters outlined Granholm's priorities while supporting her nomination.
One, strengthening national security, particularly on nuclear nonproliferation through the National Nuclear Security Administration. Two, supporting the research and development at scientific research facilities all across our nation. And three, utilizing that research to create new, good-paying jobs for Americans.
Senate Republican John Barroso of Wyoming opposed the nomination, saying thousands of American energy workers would lose their jobs under Biden and Granholm. It'll be sunny statewide today, highs in the upper 30s to low 40s or 3 Celsius in Ontario. And that's your morning news roundup for this Friday. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll talk again on Monday.